Welcome to Inside the Mind. My name is Drew Fitzgerald, here to bring you coverage of all things Charlotte 49ers. Let's kick off with some big news that we learned this week. SportsCenter will be coming to Charlotte's campus. Matt Berry, the college football host and ESPN anchor, will be hosting the 2 p.m. hour of SportsCenter in the campus quad between the College of Education and the College of Health and Human Services, south of the Pop Barton Student Union. Students and fans will be shown within the quad and be featured in the background, showcasing their 49er spirit. There will be members of the 49er cheer team, Norm the Niner, and the band will also all be present. Berry, alongside coach Dan Mullen, will call that evening's football game between Charlotte and the Tulane Green Wave. Domino's Pizza will be provided by the Charlotte Athletic Department and the Charlotte Gold Mine. There will also be a costume contest hosted by Charlotte Football. The winners will be shown live on SportsCenter. The campus will be operating on a normal schedule until 2:30. Game day parking and tailgating will begin at 4:30, so please plan accordingly. Charlotte last Saturday fell in a close game against the Memphis Tigers, 33-28. The Niners, originally down big in the first half, came surging back in the second half, but just couldn't get it done. It was a valiant effort nonetheless. Charlotte's defense was a massive driving force throughout the entire game. They dominated early in the first half, scoring 3 sacks and a Dante Balfour interception. They held Memphis to only 7 points in the first half, which hadn't been done by any defense throughout the entire season. Charlotte was able to score on their first drive with a scamper from Cartavius Norton, but afterwards their offense sputtered. Max Brown went 4-for-8. 38 yards and had a bad interception over the middle. He was then pulled at the half for Deshaun Purdy. Deshaun Purdy had been battling an injury on his left hand. It was heavily taped. He entered the game down 21-7, but was able to lead the offense and make 2 massive throws to Omega Blake, one for 39 yards and a touchdown, and another one for 32 yards to the Memphis 18-yard line to set up for a Cartavius Norton touchdown. A game that once seemed out of reach was now tied. With 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game, Memphis decided to go for it in the red zone. They had done it earlier in the game but were stopped, and they were stopped again this time. A huge momentum shift to the Niners. But then everything went wrong. A run for a loss, a false start, and then an interception. The ball deflected off of Omega Blake and the defender's hands, sailing near the out-of-bounds line. Blake, clearly frustrated by what he thought was a defensive hold, didn't fight for the ball and looked near the line judge. The defender did not and dove towards the ball, intercepting it and giving Memphis great field position right on Charlotte's goal line. Charlotte's defense was once tasked again to do the impossible. They held Memphis to a field goal and left the offense with just enough time to march down the field and score. And it wasn't long before the Niners responded, Purdy lofting a long pass down the field to Omega Blake, and Hashawn Wilson capped the drive off with a touchdown run. The Niners were now in control, 28-24. All Charlotte's defense had to do was hold the Memphis Tigers from getting a touchdown within the last minute 30 of the game. But something clicked within the Memphis offense, and Seth Hennigan led the Tigers down the field, chipping away at Charlotte's defense. However, a 24-yard laser from Seth Hennigan to Rock Taylor in the end zone put the Tigers up 31-24. But the game wasn't over. There were still 30 seconds left. Henry Rutledge received the kick from Memphis and ran out to the 20-yard line before he was tackled. But wait, something was wrong with the return. Upon booth review, Henry Rutledge's knee was down on the 4-yard line when he caught the return. Charlotte would now have the ball on their own 4-yard line with 30 seconds left. And Charlotte's offense just couldn't pull it out. Deshaun Purdy was blitzed and pushed out of the back of the end zone, resulting in a safety. The Niners would fall to the Memphis Tigers 33-28. Despite this heart-wrenching ending, I think a lot of fans could take away that Deshaun Purdy is definitely the guy you want as your quarterback. He simply made all sides of the football team better. In an almost unorthodox way, his success in the pass game opens up the run game, and success on offense promotes success of the defense. It's truly been a pattern in these last few weeks in American Conference play. Omega Blake finished the game with 3 receptions for 128 yards and a touchdown. Cartavius Norton had 2 touchdowns and 86 yards off 17 carries. Dante Balfour was able to break the school record in pass breakups. He has 18 in his career. He was able to score an interception during the game as well. Charlotte will continue their tough gauntlet of American Conference opponents, facing the Tulane Green Wave at Jerry Richardson Stadium Thursday night at 7:30. The game will be prime time on ESPN, and Charlotte's trying to break their all-time student attendance record of 5,911. Tulane is 6-2. They're not ranked, but they're receiving 28 votes in the most recent poll. Memphis is receiving 34. They're 4-0 in the American Conference, and they have losses to number 17th ranked Kansas State, a game that went down to the wire, and formerly ranked Oklahoma. The Green Wave are currently on a 5-game win streak. Last week, they outlasted North Texas on the road, 45-37. A few weeks ago, they dropped 71 on UAB. This was all achieved with their high-powered offense, led by true freshman Darian Menza, who has over 1,500 yards, 13 touchdowns, and a 64.2% completion rate. Absolutely nuts for a freshman. And at tailback, the Green Wave have 2023 American Conference leading rusher Malachi Hughes. He currently has 939 yards, 9 touchdowns, and averages 5.7 yards a carry, and he's only 8 games into the season. And Tulane has a slew of talented wide receivers. USC transfer Mario Williams and Dante Fleming each lead Tulane with nearly 500 yards of receiving. Tulane plays fast, physical, and explosive on both sides of the ball. For Charlotte to win, they need their defense to continue playing physical. They need to repeat that Memphis performance where they were able to interrupt Seth Hennigan, and they were also able to make big stops in the red zone. Like the ECU game, the Niners need a fast start on offense. They need to use the pass game to open up the run, as ridiculous as it sounds. And they need to keep the Purdy to Omega connection going. And finally, they need to keep playing through penalties. Don't look to the sideline waiting for a flag to be thrown. And if one is thrown, don't give up on the play entirely. The Green Wave are 16.5-point favorites, but that's not deterring any national coverage of the game. Here's what wide receiver Sean Brown said about how big this moment is for the program.
I think it's pretty cool because I've been here just as a fan for a while, as a high schooler, just coming to some games. I've seen this place grow a lot, so it's pretty cool to see it continue to grow, and that's what I'm trying to do before my last year, is get growing as much as I can. And when I come back in 10, 20 years, we're going to have a big stadium outside, bigger everything, and see it grow some more. It's going to be pretty cool.
Charlotte men's basketball opens up their season on Monday night at 8 p.m. in Halton Arena against the Presbyterian Blue Hose. You can catch the game on ESPN Plus or ESPN 730 The Game. This season, Charlotte welcomes 7 newcomers to its 15-man roster. Last week, they fell 59-86 in an exhibition game against Georgia. The UAB Blazers are the preseason favorites in conference. If you remember last season, they won the American Conference tournament and secured an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. Charlotte is projected 8th with all their new additions. If you remember last year, they were 2nd to last, projected at the beginning of the season, and then they finished 3rd overall in the conference. Absolutely devastating news out of Tampa, Florida. USF head coach Amir Abdul-Rahim tragically passed away at 43 years old. He helped lead the USF Bulls last season to win the American Conference regular season championship in his first season. He also helped them secure a spot in the NIT. Before that, he was at Kennesaw State, and he helped them get to the NCAA tournament for, I believe, the first time in their program's history. Just absolutely devastating news for college basketball and the American Conference. The USF-Charlotte rivalry was so intense last season, even though USF won both games. He was just such a well-admired coach by all the coaches and players and fans in the conference and in college basketball as a whole. It's just a huge loss for the sports community as a whole. Assistant coach Ben Fletcher was promoted as the interim head coach for USF after the news of this passing. Just devastating stuff. And, you know, I'm really thinking about that community, and Niner Nation is sending their love, and just keep that community in your thoughts. Charlotte women's basketball will tip off against the Presbyterian Blue Hose at 5:30 p.m. on ESPN Plus, which will be the precursor to the men's game. It will be head coach Tamika Reed's first game as the head coach of the Charlotte 49ers. Remember, she came from Jackson State. She is highly decorated, has many NCAA tournament appearances. I fully expect that team this year to be fun, must-watch TV and in person. So go ahead, check that out before the game on Monday, either in person or on ESPN Plus. Some more miscellaneous American Conference news. It seems like some of the football programs in the American Conference are clearing house. East Carolina fired coach Mike Houston after falling to 3-4. Mike Houston was hired in 2019 and went 27-38 in five seasons at East Carolina. It's definitely apparent that that stomping in Jerry Richardson Stadium that the Pirates endured had something to do with his firing. The Pirates lost to Army 45-28, and that seemed to be the final nail in the coffin after the 55-24 loss to Charlotte. ECU has not named a new coach, but defensive coordinator Blake Harrell will serve as the interim head coach for the remainder of the season. The head coach of the Rice Owls, Mike Bloomgren, has been dismissed after seven seasons. He went 24-52 with the Owls, including a 2-6 record this season. If you remember earlier in the Niners season to open up American Conference play, the Owls lost to the Niners after they missed a field goal late in the game. Pete Alomar, the Owls assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, will serve as the interim coach for the final four games of the season. Missouri State University will join the American Conference as an affiliate member for men's soccer beginning July 1st, 2025. The Bears have a historically good soccer program. They have eight NCAA tournament appearances and are currently ranked 17th in the country. It'll be a great rival for Charlotte in conference. Lastly, let's talk about some amazing Niners. Riley Feltz has been named as one of the 30 athletes in consideration for NCAA Woman of the Year. She is the school record in both outdoor and indoor pole vault. She's a three-time All-American. She has five conference indoor championship titles and two conference outdoor championship titles. As an engineering major, she has excelled, accumulating 10 awards in her 6 years at Charlotte. Just insane stuff. What an amazing person and representation of what it means to be part of Niner Nation. Lastly, Vasco Prata and Matias Iturve have won the American Conference Championship for men's doubles. What a huge accomplishment for Charlotte tennis and those two individuals, amazing athletes for Charlotte tennis and Charlotte athletics. Congrats to those guys. Thank you so much for listening to our episode today. I plan on being on campus on Thursday to bring you cover of the SportsCenter event and the game on Thursday night. Remember, Niners wear green on Wednesday, and they also listen to the Inside the Mind podcast. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for listening to Inside the Mind. Hit that follow button to stay updated on all things Charlotte. You can also find me on X at Inside the Mind Podcast and Instagram at Drew_Fitzgerald. As always, picks up and roll Niners.